In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If you look in the book of Judges, and also in the books of Samuel, you will find a history of not only the infidelity of the people of Israel towards God, but also of God's fidelity towards them. You know, even though they were unfaithful, God raised up the judges time and time again in order that the people might be saved. But you also see the people wanting to be like everyone else. They didn't want to be different. They wanted to worship like everyone else. That meant they worshiped the Baals and the Astaroths. And they wanted a king like everyone else, because the children of Israel did not have an earthly king. Yes, they had a king. The king was God. And God would raise up a judge when necessary, but other than that, their only king was God. But the people of Israel kept saying, "Give us a king, give us a king." Finally, God gave them a king, and they got Saul. Saul was no great shakes. And then David. But before that, we heard about how the people were going to anoint Abimelech king. And there was that wonderful little parable of the trees and the buckthorn, about, you know, the useful trees didn't want the job. The buckthorn, who does not have shade to shade the other trees, was more than willing to take the job. Part of the point is, we still have that thing where we want to be like everyone else. We want to be on the right side of history. We want to do things the way other people do. And that's really, if we're doing things the same way that everyone else does it, we're probably doing the wrong thing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.